This is John McMullen. Welcome you to episode 10 of the John Mack Show. I normally don't discuss in a podcast articles that I'm about to write about other than just background information. I don't want to muddy the waters having the same thing on my either my videos or my podcasts or my articles. But the whole Edward Snowden NSA thing has had me thinking for a good while and writing about it already, but I've recently come to two conclusions that may or may not be in accordance with what my audience feels. But I feel, number one, that Snowden should have returned to the United States, must be prosecuted for breaking his oaths and for revealing things he had sworn not to. Now, whether or not he eventually is either convicted or receives clemency or a suspended sentence or receives a very harsh sentence is not the issue. The issue is that he has broken the law and should be charged. The second conclusion, which sounds perhaps contradictory, is that Edward Snowden has done service to the American public. Most of us did not know all of the surveillance that was undertaken by the NSA and did not appreciate perhaps all of the data that's accumulated on us, whether it's from our tweets, whether it's from our telephone calls, whether it's from our Facebook connections, that is collected and held by the NSA. They bring it all together. And there is a complete profile. And it will get worse. It will get worse as drones begin to fly over our cities. We already know that we have information collected from our EasyPath usage, our telephone usage, our GPS activity. So it's something that is perhaps justified in this age of terrorism. Well, perhaps not, because of our constitutional guarantees. For it to be justified, there would have to be public debate. There might have to be laws changed, or there might even have to be the constitutional amendment. But the public has not had the benefit of this debate or discussion. And until it does, I think that we are in a very muddy area. So Mr. Snowden, through his illegal acts, has at least brought this out into the open, and for that I thank him, while still calling for his prosecution. As far as our relations with Russia, it's been pointed out that we have provided asylum to five individuals that Russia wants back, including the former KGB officer. I'm sure that we believe that we're in the right by granting asylum to these people. And whether Putin's actions are in retaliation to that, or to stick his finger in our eye, or to just protect a person who he thinks is being victimized by the United States, is irrelevant. He has the right to grant them asylum, and while we also have that right, it seems to me it's very similar, and our relationship cannot be worse with him because of the Snowden thing. That's it for now, and until next time, see ya.